Ox, they haul with ox too?
Yeah, they had yokes, and they didn't have collars. They had yokes fit over their necks down here, and they'd go. I never did see too many of them work now.
Yeah.
I've seen a few.
How many would they have to the wagon?
About two.
That'd be one. That'd be a yoke.
Uh-huh, that'd be a yoke.
Yoke off.
My bud over here, he still got his yoke.
When you mules, you would put what over them?
Collars.
Yeah.
Horse collars. Mule collars.
And did they have something to fit over their body?
They had hames went around that collar and chains then, pegged to the hames, back to the sandal trees, and a back band.
And you would
hitch them up just like you did them.
You have a harness?
Yeah, a harness. That's what they called them. Breeching. I've still got mine up there I use on that horse.
Yeah. You on that old axle, you had to keep it well
greased. Didn't that old wagon go rump, 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 rump?
you put what, that?
Axle grease.
Yeah. You got that all over your hands?
You couldn't get it all. You had to wear it all.
You get your hands all?
Yeah. I've got a cup full over there at the barn, old axle grease.
Get your hands all
red greased up.
Grease.
That is a double tree now for the wagon. This was a double tree here. And then he put his single trees on that double tree, one on each side, you know, to hook his team to.
Yeah. But you got your hands all.
Yeah, you had a white. Back then, we had a white shirt. We wore the shirt, and you get grease on your hands. You had to keep it off your shirt.
You mean if you got your hands all grease? Oh.
You bet, off a wagon. You get your shirt just as black as all.
Neil tell a little story about when you was up here on the hill with a load of wood and what happened.
Well, I ain't no use telling everything.
Well, I'd tell that. That'd be fun.
I was hauling wood over here. I'd pull it up steep hill. I had wood cut on top of the hill. Just I got up there and started to stop. A hard wool. Mule stopped and the kingpin pulled broke where the double tree went down through the wagon tongue. And I went down that hill backward, gentle man. The mule was standing up on top of the hill. I was going so fast I couldn't jump out. I laid down the wagon bed and I hit a tree down the foot of that hill. Boy, I like to bust my head open on that end gate. It hit so hard, I just shifted right down. Boy, now, I mean, I was flying down that hill backward.
Oh, boy.
Oh, he never did. There wasn't nothing he didn't try. He even stuck his head in the hole up there hunting. If he treed anything, he didn't make no difference. He had to see what it was, and he stuck his head in that hole of that tree, and he said he went to pull his head out, and it liked to come out.
Boy, I had my head hung, too. Just an old slit in a tree about that wide, and I just walked up and took my head in there, and when I went to get out, it wouldn't come out. And I stood down, work up and down, it would just kept getting out.
I told him, I said, I wouldn't have known anything.
I got scared, boy, I busted the hide loose around my ear.
Good thing you did. Good thing you stuck your head in
the nose. I wouldn't have thought about looking for him up there anyway.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
They never was anything, though he didn't try. And then he had a
double tree. Well, tried.
He went down a hill with a load of wood, the double tree come off, and down that hill he went without any team or anything. Really knew.
Oh, boy. What kind of fences did you have back in the old
rail fence.